It is 9:05 on 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere, FM 105.5 WGCH. I'm Tony Savino. It is the third Monday of the month. That means Greenwich Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Marcia O'Kane joins me, and it's been a few weeks since we've spoken to you, Marcia. Actually, a few months, actually, right? I think December is the last time. Happy New Year. How you doing?
Well, Happy New Year, Tony, but it's not really a Happy New Year. The last time we were speaking, I think we were talking about our holiday party and how well the whole year went, and now we're talking about a global pandemic, which reminds us all how life can change on a dime. So, first and foremost, our hearts go out to all those people and businesses who are suffering during this unprecedented time. No one ever expected this pandemic. We have a lot of good advice to those businesses who are struggling and who are challenged. So we advise them to go on our chamber website, www.greenwichchamber.com, and we can give them a few hints. The SBA, the Small Business Administration, has loans and a lot of stuff that they may be interested in. So, Tony, can I just give a rundown of what businesses might want to do during these times of the pandemic?
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
Okay. So, first and foremost, our best advice to businesses and anyone else out there is be on top of things. Listen to the radio, to this radio show, to TV, CNN or Fox or Channel 12, and stay on top of the news because this pandemic situation is rapidly evolving. I had a conversation with a small business owner last night who really had minimal knowledge about the need to provide his employees with a safe environment. He said the news was so depressing he didn't want to know. He didn't want to turn on the TV. Well, this isn't the time to put your head in the sand, but to stay on top of this environment. So here are some tips. You know them, but just as a reminder, we know that Clorox wipes, hand sanitizer, and spray disinfectant might be unavailable for your employees. And if you haven't purchased it already and don't have it, then consider getting a professional cleaning company to come in and thoroughly clean your organization. Our chamber has a couple of those members. Check out our directory on GreenwichChamber.com, and they can come and do a thorough cleaning of your business. And then, you know, put signs up or tell your employees to wash their hands thoroughly 20 seconds at a time, many times during the day. Know that metal surfaces, such as doorknobs and sinks and faucets, more quickly transmit this virus. And, you know, this virus travels super fast, 10 times more than the regular flu. That's why they're telling us to isolate. So be mindful about carrying a paper towel with you. If you have those latex gloves, if you, you know, make sure you have hot soap and water available. If you don't have any of that disinfectant around, and just be really mindful about touching anything. I don't let anyone inside the chamber right now, the service people, the FedEx people, the UPS people, and I put a box outside that says, please drop packages and mail here. You don't want outside people coming in and out of your organization if you still have some employees there. I know most of us are going to be working from home, but don't let service people come in and out. You don't know what they're carrying without knowing. And then consider dropping them a nice note. I put a note on my door at home and outside the chamber. Thank you for all you do, service people, because you're out there in the thick of it and it can't be easy. So let's share the love as well. You've heard that phrase, flattening the curve. Well, that means if you were in contact with someone who has the coronavirus, don't necessarily go to the hospital and say, hey, I think I may have been infected. Maybe I need to take the swab. We don't want masses of people going to the hospital and taking away services that are needed for regular patients and those who have dire circumstances and the elderly and the ill. Wait 2 weeks. If you think you've been exposed, see if you have the signs of it, a dry cough or flu-like symptoms, then go to your doctor. But wait, it's generally 2 weeks for adults before it may show up. Shorter for kids, 5 to 6 days. That's what they're saying now. But we know nothing. We have very little about this virus, so that's what we're thinking right now. You've also heard about restaurants being closed, except for takeout. That may happen to Connecticut. I know Governor Lamont is thinking about it right now. It's because largely restaurants can't abide by the 6 feet rule. You want to stay 6 feet from anyone. Again, that's why they're telling us to self-isolate, because it can be spread if it's less than 6 feet. If your business cannot abide by that, hey, there's plenty of technology around, iPhones, FaceTiming. You can find a way to have those meetings without them being in person. I told Pat Sesto, Director of Environmental Planning, she should make a video because she wanted to introduce the pay program to our chamber members. Make a video. Give it to me. I'll push it out to everybody so they can understand what it is. I told Susanna Narducci, the psychologist who is going to create a program for us, hey, change it up. Why don't you make me a 3-minute video about how businesses can be calm in the midst of this pandemic? So let's all think about outside of the box, be calm, and use this time the right way by learning new technology and communicating in a new way. So, Tony, just a few tips right there.
All right, good stuff. Before we take a break, we do want to have you give an update of the new members that have signed on to the chamber since we last got together.
Well, we have so many, which is finally such good news here in this midst of, as the world grinds to a halt. So very quickly, I'm going to read off the names of our 21 new members who get why they should belong to the chamber. We help advocate, promote, connect, and educate. Greenwich Lifestyle, a monthly print and digital lifestyle magazine. Welcome, Laura Sabia. Piano Village Foundation. Felicia Zhang teaches piano and theater. Hey, maybe this is a good time to have your kids take piano lessons and learn a little musical literacy. Go look on our website. All these new members are listed. Hello to Signature Bank Private Client Group. That's Tom and William Mooney. Welcome to you guys. They're located at 75 Holly Hill. And a hello to MDF Painting and Power Washing. Maybe a good time to get some of that painting done. We're close with Stephanie Ramirez and Mark DeFrancisco. Great people there at MDF. How about Riverside Orthodontics? Hello to Dr. Scott Kesselman. He's the owner, My Orthodontist at optonline.net, 1171 East Putnam Avenue. And on the avenue, who joined us? Jojo, Maman, Bebe, 60 Greenwich Avenue. They sell preteen, adolescent, and baby clothes. Balens, B-E-L-E-N-S, Beauty Boutique, tucked away at 67 Church Street. Balen Ferreira, she will do your color and cut by appointment. Here's a good one. Once upon a Lil Cupcake, L-I-L Cupcake. I bought some of these cake pops for Easter for my family. They're gorgeous. Go look at her website, Lillian Murta, www.onceuponalittlecupcake.com, and get some good Easter ideas to send to your family. Bessemer Trust, Marie Stoltz, Senior Wealth Advisor, welcome. Epiphany Shoes, an online shoe store, Crystal Langette, welcome. Anderson Kenny Architecture, right here next to the chamber office, full service residential and commercial architectural projects. Paper Grates, they want you to stay healthy and wash less dishes, that's what they say. They create paper cuts, paper holders, recyclable paper products. They're very pretty, located in Greenwich. festivities, catering, roll, Chala. We love her. She just won an award to be for being one of the best food entrepreneurs. Festivities, if you need a caterer. Cruise planners, we're going to need them after this is all said and done. Perhaps not now, but you can start planning. Sean Amdur joined us from Cruise Planners on Milbank Avenue. Cohen Legal Practice, Ella Cohen, love her. You just need some basic business counseling, business contracts, go to Ellen. Danica Communications and Ryan need some good marketing advice. Ann from Danica can help you out. Newport Academy, welcome. Teen Rehab, they treat the underlying causes of destructive teen behavior. Newport Academy, Kristen Bravo, we know and love her. Markham LLP, Michelle Spadaro, one of the largest public accounting and advisory services. That's what Markham is. Hello. Stacy West Designs, limited production and one-of-a-kind jewelry. That's what she does. Commission on Aging, it's about time they joined us. Lori Contadino, a good friend and board member, welcome. Lorenzo Agnolini, he is an attorney dealing specifically with Italian contracts and international law. Welcome and hello to all those new members that I just mentioned.
All right, thanks. We're going to take a break, speaking with Greenwich Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Marshall O'Kane here on 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
This is Noreen Ehrlich, Success in Relationship Coach. Your time is precious. It is time to stop hiding and start hustling. What does that mean, you say? Please join me every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. for Defy and Hustle with Noreen Ehrlich, when I'll approach your everyday issues with wise but uncommon sense. You don't have to settle. I want you to be in love with your life. Are you ready? Then join me Wednesday, 6 to 7 p.m. on 1490 WGCH.
918 on 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. I'm Tony Savino with Greenwich Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Mary Marsha O'Kane until 9:30. Then Mary and Joyce, Consumer Talk. And a lot of things to talk about as far as new members, but Marsha, probably not as long as list of things that are going on. You put on 30 events and programs a year. You had a meeting last week with our first selectman. Tell us about that.
Yes, we were delighted and honored to have our first selectman, Fred Camillo, address our board of directors at our meeting last Wednesday. He was accompanied by Patricia Sesto. He talked about his first 100 days in office, and we all agreed that his undertakings have been quite impressive, ranging from, you know, changing the town's legal counsel to the pay-as-you-throw program, the latter, which is very much on his mind. The goal of that program is basically to get the residents to change their habits and recycle more and have less garbage, and the money raised by the sale of garbage bags to residents would pay for the recycling to be hauled away. So it's part of his 2021 budget, so stay tuned for more of that as that evolves. But we're grateful that he did come to our meeting, and we support him.
All right, now you've got a number of events that are scheduled for coming up in April and such. Tell us an update on those.
Well, you know, we're so sad, but we're all in the same boat. Our nonprofits, and there are many in Greenwich, but our business showcase that was scheduled for the end of April is now rescheduled to September 17th. We were expecting 70 exhibitors, 500 attendees, so we had to unwind that. And as anyone will tell you who's an event planner, it takes just as long to unwind a large event as to push it up. But even more sad is our luncheon at Greenwich Country Club with Joan London, who is going to speak to 150 people who signed up for. And we had a lot of sponsors, gift bags, everything. So sad, but the good news is we're going to redo that October 17th. So put that on your calendar if you couldn't make it April 3rd. It's been rescheduled to October 16th.
Okay, so everything pretty much canceled for, like you had an educational event March 30th, the pizza event on March 23rd, all that's off?
Yeah, that's off. The educational seminar, like I said, Suzanne Narducci was going to speak about working and importance. We're going to switch it up to do a video about how to stay calm during uncertain times, so that's going to be interesting, and stay tuned for that. And the First Bank of Greenwich and Frank Gaudio, rightfully so, canceled all of that bank's March events. He was going to have a pizza truck outside, and we're going to network and eat a lot of pizza and drink some lovely beverages. But just wait. We'll reschedule that. That'll come back. So there's a lot to look forward to.
All right, great. What about the annual awards luncheon? Is that off also?
Annual awards luncheon, because we cannot have, we must abide by the governor, we cannot have meetings over 50. We're going to push that over to 2021. I just spoke to the Hyatt this morning by email. We're going to find a mutual date to have that. So we'll honor those town heroes when we're over this hump right now, and we'll be happy to do that.
All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to speak with Nat Barnum, Executive Vice President, Lincoln Property Company, here on 1490 WGCH.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Well, the energy is good. You know, you hear the commercials, and it sounds, you know, pretty hokey, to be perfectly honest, but I used to get tired at early afternoon, and now I don't get tired till evening. And I don't get sleepy as early as I used to. And I definitely have more energy. I have fewer aches and pains. I haven't had any colds. It seems to be working. So we'll keep going with it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code Laura.
923 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com. Anywhere, I'm Tony Savino with Greenwich Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Marcia O'Kane, who's now going to introduce our special guest for the last segment. Go right ahead, Marcia.
Yes, Nat Barnum is our Chamber Board Chair as well as EVP at Lincoln Property Company. Welcome, Nat.
Thank you, Marcia. Thank you, Tony.
All right, thanks, Nat. Well, tell us a little bit about Lincoln Property Company. When was it started? Who is it owned by, and what does it do?
Well, Lincoln Property Company is a national real estate firm with significant history across the nation. Since 1965, Lincoln Property has grown into one of the largest and most respected diversified real estate service firms in the U.S. And we have built our reputation through establishing strong relationships and delivering the highest quality of services to our clients and partners. With an international footprint that includes offices in 38 cities across the United States and 6 cities in Europe and South America, Lincoln remains a privately and closely held company. As a matter of corporate intention and philosophy, the company has operated virtually debt-free since the early 1990s. Uniquely positioning itself to provide focus and performance as well as consistency and stability to its clients and employees in the economically challenging times of today.
All right, where's Lincoln located?
We're located, well, first of all, the main office is located in Dallas, Texas. But locally, we are located on the west side of Greenwich at 75 Holly Hill Lane.
Okay. What is your background, Nat? Has it always been in real estate?
It has been real estate. It's a good question, and it's kind of funny, Tony, for what it's worth. My father and grandfather were both architects and designed residential and commercial properties. Interestingly, they designed some of the primary buildings, commercial buildings in Greenwich. To name a few, the three buildings at Pickwick Plaza at the top of Greenwich Avenue, One Lafayette Place across from the street, and 20 Horseneck Lane. And right along 20 Horseneck Lane is the Boys and Girls Club, which was designed by my grandfather.
All right.
So the fun thing is two generations of architecture located right next to each other, so I get asked why I'm not the architect, and I laugh and say I'd rather be leasing or selling their buildings rather than drawing pictures.
Gotcha. You mentioned the corporate headquarters and other locations, but how many employees do you have in the local location then?
Locally, we have about 10, and we are growing. We just hired another broker from another national firm.
Okay. All right, so describe a little more about the ways that Lincoln can provide services such as facilities management.
Sure. The great thing about LPC is that we can provide all services. For example, we can market a property for a landlord. We can manage it, which is not only brings new tenants into one of our buildings, but ensures that they are completely well taken care of by our team. It's really a team approach that we can provide all areas of marketing and certainly of listing process.
All right. And what's your typical client then?
Our typical client varies all over the book, to be honest with you. More historically, it's been more financial service companies, hedge funds, and they still exist, and some of them are repercolating, at least as of today,
mm-hmm. Right.
Depending on what's happening, obviously, with the current situation with the virus. But also what's kind of interesting is that there's a lot of medical tenants out there in the marketplace. As I'm sure you may know, the Greenwich Hospital and the Stanford Hospital have been growing like leaps and bounds on the western side of Greenwich.
Okay. So those are a couple of deals that were transacted locally last year, or what else do you have?
Basically, last year there was Goldman Sachs, for example, at One American Lane, very north in Greenwich, took about 160,000 square feet. Marble Gate Capital, locally here in town, had taken about 10,000 square feet at the Greenwich Office Park. Morgan Stanley renewed their lease for about 25,000 square feet at One Lafayette Place, right downtown Greenwich. And another company called Candlestick Capital, about 8,000 feet, just landed a lease at One Lafayette Place.
Is there a specific hot commercial property listing you'd like our listeners to know about?
They're too quickly. It's funny you should ask. Yes, I think 411 West Putnam Avenue, 100,000 square foot building in western Greenwich, is probably one of the nicest buildings on that side of town. The pre-built interior office spaces are very high-end and contemporary. They have high open ceilings, loft-like, with exposed girders and polished concrete floors and top-of-the-line appliances. Those are very expensive pre-built spaces. And also, One Lafayette Place, which is about 62,000 square feet, was recently renovated, landscape, plaza, lobbies, restrooms. It has a concierge and property management on site and is across from the top of Greenwich Avenue. Those are two Class A buildings that we're currently working on.
All right, as Marcia mentioned, you're the new chair of the board of the Chamber of Commerce. How's it going so far?
Having just become the new chair in January, I am enjoying the experience and continue to learn what our great town has to offer all of us. We have a great board of people who share the interest in Greenwich and where it is going in the future.
All right, and why do you think it's important, finally, for business to be part of the Chamber?
The Chamber is an incredible resource to reach out to our community and establish knowledge about what our town has to offer. I always say that the Greenwich Chamber of Commerce is like an ambassador providing the ability to educate our community on some of the most relevant local issues, such as parking in downtown Greenwich, the renovation of the Bruce Museum, and the pending issues we face looking into the next decade, just to name a few.
All right. Fantastic. Nat Barnum, my guest, along with Marcia O'Kane. And Nat and Marcia, thanks very much for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, and everyone, please be safe.
All right. That's Marcia O'Kane, Executive President, CEO of the Greenwich Chamber of Commerce, along with Nat Barnum, Executive Vice President, Lincoln Property Company, and Chair of the Board of the Greenwich Chamber of Commerce. I'm Tony Savino. Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned. We've got another edition of How I See It with Justin Rothman, and then Marion Joyce, Consumer Talk on 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere, and FM 105.5 WGCH.